Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Melissa Stark, who's coordinator for Circles for Success. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And it's time to talk about classic cars cruising for a cure. How many have you had?
This will be our fourth year, and it happens every year on the second Saturday in June.
And it seems like you've just kind of keep doing more things and tying more things together, so it just gets more exciting every year. So the date is, you've told us which weekend, but the date is?
Saturday, June 9th.
Okay. So we're going to talk first about the drivers, the people who want to be in it, but then we need to talk about everybody can get involved. But let's first talk about the people who might want to drive in it.
We'll have a check-in time between 9 and 10 at Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic. And if you have a classic car, we would love to have you be part of it. Last year, we had 26 cars. We're hoping for 35 this year.
Define classic for me.
Actually, it can be any car that you feel that is a little bit unusual. It could be a newer car that's a muscle car. It could be a 1970s car. It could be a 1950s car. If you feel that your car is a classic, or maybe you are a classic yourself, we'd love to have you be part of it.
Okay. No checking the criteria. Just come and be driving if you think you fit the criteria of classic.
Yes.
Okay. So check in at Iowa Western Community College. I'm guessing that works well because you have a number of parking places there.
That's where we've started it the last few years. So it works as a good central location for us.
And people could come then to see the cars if they want to do that.
Yes, we would like people to come out and see the cars either before the cruise or after the cruise.
So we get the drivers checked in between 9 and 10 at Iowa Western Community College. What happens next?
Well, when we have the check-in, we have goodie bags for all the drivers. And they also get a dash plaque, which is really popular. And they'll also have a chance to have their own car on the dash plaque for next year. And they will also get a ticket when they sign in for the drivers and anyone riding in the cars for a lunch at Allen House after the cruise. So their lunch will be provided this year.
Okay. And lots of prizes they have opportunities to win.
It's just been amazing this year. So many businesses have just given us so many nice drawing prizes. Last year we had a little table that was made out of a mag wheel with an old Thunderbird steering wheel and a glass top. And that was our raffle prize. Well, this year one is being donated just as a prize for the drivers.
I can't imagine that any one of those drivers just wouldn't be so excited to get that. It's really cool.
It is.
Yes. So wonderful. Along with, you have opportunities for lots of other prizes too.
And we're going to be taking our cruise locally this year just because of the price of gas. So we're going to be cruising the Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes in Cass County?
Yes. Lake Anita and Littlefield Lakes.
Oh, so we're going to Ottoman County too?
Yes.
Right. Okay. But that's still pretty close to home.
So then we'll be cruising back to Atlantic through Exira. We'll make a little spin around the town square there and show off the cars. And then we're going to end up at Allen House. And they have decided that they will do a Bratz cookout lunch for all of us. And the really nice thing, too, is that this is open to the public. And you can have a really great lunch for $3 there. And the $3 donation goes to the Allen House relay team.
Again, another one of those little tie-ins there that you've got going. And again, the cars will be parked there so people can enjoy their lunch and enjoy the cars.
Yes, and that's when we'll have the drawings for the drivers. And also we will have our raffle prize on display there and people can get raffle tickets.
So this is another chance for anybody to get involved with this annual Circles for Success Cruising for a Cure. Tell us about this, what people could win.
Well, this is a 1952 Chevy car couch. It's made out of the actual parts. You lift up the gas hatch, little door, and inside is a regular switch that you would turn on a light. You turn on the switch, and the taillights go on.
And it's just remarkable, really attractive.
Yes, it's white with a maroon seat, and then it has silver flames on the side. We had it out in front of Hy-Vee on Memorial Day, and we raised $226. The raffle tickets are $2 a piece, and we also had it at the Kimbleton Car Show.
And maybe out there, is there some place where it's at most of the time where people can see it, or it kind of depends on where you're at with it?
It just kind of depends on the day. We might be going out in front of Fairway and some other places, but it will be on display at the cookout at Allen House. You can get tickets then, and it will also be on display the night of Relay, June 22nd, and that will be the night that we draw for the car couch.
Okay. When I saw the picture, I said, oh, this looks like a man cave thing. But you know, any kind of informal room, it's colorful. It's clean looking. I mean, you know, the lines are clean looking.
Yes.
I know it's clean, but clean looking in terms of the design.
Well, it's really attractive. One of the people that was helping us sell tickets out at Hy-Vee mentioned that it would also make a great bed for their dog.
Oh, okay. For however one of you want to use it, that's
yes.
fine. Just buy your ticket and get a chance, right?
And you don't have to be present to win.
Okay, so we want to be sure to do that. We'll remind folks of some of this, but I think we need to just, again, talk about Circles for Success a little bit. We've done that sometimes in the past, but hopefully, you know, we need a reminder, or maybe there's somebody new in the community who doesn't know about Circles for Success.
Well, we are a group that likes to make friends on purpose. We like to help people to feel that they're a part of the community. And one way we do that is we do projects to give back to the community. One of the projects we just finished was, it's still in progress, South Lawn Cemetery. We raised money and we bought bushes and benches, and there's been major cleanup. The county has gotten rid of all the dead trees. I was out there Memorial Day weekend, and it just looked great. So we still have money left that we're going to be doing some more things to beautify it.
Okay. So you had quite a group out there cleaning and doing all the things that needed to get done to make it look good. And you have someone who's continuing to work on it.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to mention her name?
Her name is Patty Hoag. Her 15-year-old grandson was buried there in October, and that got the ball rolling. And I tell you, it's really made an impact on the community. Several people have come up to me and have thanked our group for doing that project. They really appreciate it because they have loved ones that are buried at that cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Great. So now that major work is done, it's great somebody's carrying on and having the support to do that. And hopefully it will never get back to that bad situation that it was in. That'll continue to look good. So if somebody's interested, maybe there is somebody new in town, says, I don't know how to, you know, how do I get involved in the community? How do I meet people?
Well, I would love to talk to them. They can reach me at Cass County Home Care. The number is 243-8006, and I would love to tell them more about the program. And also at my office, they can get raffle tickets in the meantime from Glenna and also at RT Motors.
All right. Now, let's again, the date is June 9th, and when and where do the cars check in?
At Iowa Western Community College, rain or shine, we're going on this cruise, and it's a free will donation to be part of it.
Good, we hadn't mentioned that. And then you have these chances as a driver to win all these great prizes.
Yes, it'll be a really fun time. We had a great time last year, and we're expecting bigger and better things this year.
And then you'll end up, about what time do you think you'll be at Allen House?
We should be there at noon, and between noon and 2, that's when they will have that cookout.
Okay. So if you want to be in the actual driving, you don't need to pre-register, just show up.
Just show up.
Between 9 and 10 on June 9th. And then if you're a car fancier but you don't want to drive, you could show up then. Or maybe you could get a ride with somebody.
Well, I am hoping that this guy from Exira brings his limousine out.
Whoa!
And he says he has room for 8 people in it. So I'm really hoping he does. He has another car that is a 97 Trans Am, so he might bring that, but he might have someone else bring the limo. So I'm hoping.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes,
yeah.
That would be great.
I mean, you know, we see pictures on TV, et cetera, of getting into a limo. How many of us have actually done that? A few. But not many.
No.
So this might be your opportunity to ride in a limo. And then, again, everybody is invited for lunch at Allen House.
Yes.
And that cost is?
For the public, it's $3. And it'll be a brats lunch. And I've heard it's going to be wonderful.
Okay. And remember, all of these funds go to Relay for Life.
Right.
Yeah. and the winner there, of course, you mentioned, well, the drawing will be on June 22nd. So you do have a little time, and we'll probably be seeing that around in front of Fairway or who knows where.
Yes.
Yeah. We want to thank you very much, Melissa Stark, for visiting with us today, telling us about this exciting event going on June 9th.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Until next time, here's the thought. The time it takes to get between the top and the bottom depends on which way you are going.